Okay, here we go, everybody. Today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. I have a birthday party planned here. Now the dessert's ready for everybody. And the date today is February 4th, 2017, if you happen to be on the calendar here with timelines. So this is where you are as far as the date. Naturally, they have many, many timelines. Every 10 minutes, you're on a different timeline, unless you're in the present moment. So let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. We'll see how the energy clears. One, two, three, four, well, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. Well, there we go. That feels better. Now let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or TV screen, on your cell phone, wherever. Energize what you have up here. Well, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Nice peace energy coming into your room. And think of a situation that you may have had today, something that caused problems or you're dealing with something. Here we go. Let's release that as you think of it. You off that mind program, one program that you're looking at that's on a timeline. So here we go, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so turn it over to our co-host. Are you all ready to go? Looks like you are, Ann.
Yes, I am, Ron. Just removing that last curler from my hair, and now I'm all set. So welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. As Ron said, we'll be going to the Lightship later in the show. So you're welcome to request rooms that you'd like to visit. You can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or just click the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. We have a lot going on, Ron. Next week, Ron will be in Los Angeles at the New Life Expo at near LAX, at one of those hotels. They have a website, laexpo.com, with all the information. And if you're in the area or want to come into the area, it's really a terrific opportunity to not only meet Ron, but to be able to go into the light infusion chamber. And what that means is several people go into a lovely booth that Ron created, and you sit in there for 10-minute sessions at a time, and you receive energy directly from source energy, and you can clear things if you bring your vitamins and things with you, and you can clear or charge up your water if you have some. And it's a wonderful experience. We get so many emails from people who have done that. And if you cannot attend but would like to experience that wonderful energy, you can email a picture of yourself to Ron and make a donation of $100 through the PayPal button on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and your picture will go into the chamber for the entire weekend, and you'll be receiving that energy as it's happening every time that, you know, there's a session, which is pretty regularly. It's on almost the whole time that Ron's there. And Ron made a lovely offer last night that he's made before. There are three expos coming. There's going to be one in San Mateo and one in New York, or I think maybe New York City is next, right, Ron, after L.A.? And then San Mateo?
Yeah, next is New York, and then after that is San Mateo, California.
Okay, so if you would like your picture to be in the light chamber for all three of those expos, and you can't, or, and Ron even said last night, even if you are attending the expo, you can bring your picture and either send Ron the donation or pay the $100 to be able to go into the chamber yourself for, you know, the unlimited version for the weekend. But if you want to have your picture in all three expo chambers, that's $200. So you're saving $100 there if that's what you'd like to do. and it's coming up quickly. So it's next weekend. So get, was it by Monday, Ron, you want people to have sent in their pictures?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. Maybe Monday afternoon.
All right. And, oh, it's the Conscious Life Expo. I am so sorry, I misspoke. From the 10th to the 13th, and then on the 14th, Ron is doing a lecture or workshop on the Monday after at 11 a.m. So, and that is $75 to get into, and Ron has said that he will be giving away a healing, so that'll make up for your the expense of coming to that, which, by the way, Ron does not get the $75. Okay. So, Ron, we have a lot of emails. We have more things that we could announce. Well, maybe I should just say that now on the 25th. That'll be the weekend after the expo on February 25th. Ron is having a wonderful healing special call for $50, and you have to have done the whole life emotional clearing and also be running before then the alien oxygen infusion clearing, which is free. And there's a link, so you can go to that link on the website to sign up for the call. And I'm trying to remember what we named that call. This one second. Oh, special Restoring Your Body Blueprint Healing Call. That's going to be just wonderful. So February 25th again, and that's a Saturday. If you haven't signed up to receive Ron's emails, you're going to want to do that. It's on the right-hand side of his website, creationlightship.com, because Ron always sends out a nice email reminder of these special calls and also his regular monthly calls. You won't be inundated with emails, but it's a good idea to be on them, especially I know some people can't always listen to our shows or they listen to archives and they might be a little late to hear something. So be sure and get on that email list so you get all the correct information. Okay. Wow, all right, we're getting some room requests. Okay, and a lot of questions. So let me start on our questions, Ron. This is, okay. So someone wrote in to just to say that they were on your last pin call that you did, Ron, and this time they felt like they had much more energy, and they felt something very strongly when you took pins out of our belly button. And their belly button was even red for a little while after that. So that seemed very interesting to them. They're not saying that it hurt or anything, and I guess sometimes that can happen. And you did say, they said, you could have had these pins for eons, maybe thousands of years, and they could be affecting our whole life. So they're very glad that that's gone, and thank you very much.
Great.
Okay. And someone sent in a message. We've had discussions before. A listener wrote in about her smart meter, and they're, you know, of course, nobody likes them or wants them near them. So there's a website that another listener is suggesting people check out, and it's stopsmartmeters.org. So thank you for that, listener. That is very helpful, I'm sure. So again, I'll repeat, stopsmartmeters.org. And maybe there's some kind of, I believe that person that wrote in was from another country. That was an interesting misspeak. But it still might be able to be, there might be information there that could help. Okay, someone else wrote in, hi, Ron. thank you for the pin removal clearing. After that pin removal, my body is more flexible. I have more movement, and a pain in my lower back is almost gone. Thank you.
Great.
So I know that was a very, people got really a lot out of that call, Ron, so that's why we're still hearing from people. Thank you, listeners. Okay, so this is interesting, Ron, that maybe you could comment about this for someone. They start by saying they did the mental clearing and the mind matrix barcode, and they've been participating for 4 weeks in a career training program to find work. And unfortunately, they have to shake hands, do guided meditations. I'm saying my name all the time. I'm revealing past stories from previous employment. And that is expected of her to be in these classes. So with all these clearings, I hardly remember the past. And it's starting to cause a little problem for my work interviews. It's really hard for me to relate to life on this planet. And also, by the way, people touch her without her permission at this because of probably that handshaking thing. Any comments?
Why? Well, what you could say is that maybe you want to leave your past lie and you want to work in the present moment to materialize a job. But you don't want people who could even be psychic. I'm trying to go around this a different way, looking at you and giving you psychic attacks. So you're choosing in the present moment and regurgitating, you know, where you worked before and this and that and the other doesn't have anything to do with who you are right now. Don't want to be put into a box how many people put you in, as you're so much better than what you used to be because you're no longer repeating your past experiences as you don't remember them, something like that, because you want to be in the present moment where you're going to be the most effective. Otherwise, you're bringing your storyline to people that you're talking to, and they're going to be judging you about that, I'm sure, as they listen, because why would they want to know all that information about you? And also, who's in their bodies? Oh, you really can't tell them that. But do their eyes change when you talk to them, you know? Anyway, won't go into that. So back to you, man.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing I was thinking of also that might be helpful if when you're on the spot is to just, you know, write up a 2 or 3 sentence story, true or not, when you put on the spot like that and just say it. But it's, it's much better to just be in the moment, as Ron said. Okay, here's another question, Ron. Resentment clearing advice. I am having a hard time staying off the resentment timeline due to a situation I'm in. Trying to get off the timeline has put me into other timelines, such as guilt and regret. I have the self-empowerment, unlimited, and while it helps the situation, it has not changed what is causing my ongoing discomfort. I wonder if I need an attitude clearing also.
Well, you may think, what was it, what clearing, is it?
Resentment.
Resentment, right? So
yeah.
You may think that you're dealing with resentment, okay? Because that seems to be how you're programmed. But it could be something completely different. But you're thinking that it's resentment. Kind of much like when you first come on and you do the emotional clearing. And hopefully you've had that emotional whole lifetime clearing. I'm assuming that you have had it. Okay? So when people first see the website and they see all these different things on there that they could clear, normally go to what their main issues are, thinking that's what they need to have done first. But and you do the emotional clearing, then all of a sudden what you thought you needed or where you lived could even be eliminated just by the emotional clearing. So all of a sudden those issues that you thought were either stored in some energetic body or just something inside of you causing you to behave a certain way and not even exist after you do the emotional clearing. So you may want to look at that if you haven't had it. And then also see what else, you know, could be relating to your problem. A lot of times what you think you don't need, like on that particular self-empowerment clearing, what you think you don't need is probably a major problem. You want to, you know, look at that a little differently. And then ask your friends what you think your problem is. It may not be that at all. It might be something else. Oh, back to you.
That's great, Ron. So the person mentioned the resentment clearing, and then they also mentioned guilt. And, oh, dear, I moved on from that email. One other thing, and I was wondering if perhaps we could do a sample healing of those.
I can do a sample of guilt here. So here we go.
Oh, excuse me, Ron.
See if this affects you.
Right.
But you need to think of time that you felt that you were guilty so I can grab onto the energy and release it out of that one situation. So here we go. Of something to do with guilt. So one, two, right. One, two, three, four, and five. So that you could also look at it as being guilty. anyway, let's clear being guilty, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do resentment here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll do one more, which could be anger. That could be, you know, buried in there. Releasing anger for that same issue. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Oh, you might feel anger for being stuck in a situation that you got put into by yourself or maybe by others. Now, so back to you, Ann.
Okay. We're getting some room requests for the for our visit to the lightship later. And I just want to remind everyone, you're going to want to think of one physical issue that you would like the light beings to clear for you tonight. So you can say it aloud when the time comes, or what I think is really great to do, so then you can be more relaxed, is just write it down and, you know, put it on or near your body when we go to the lightship. Okay, so, Ron, someone is asking, which we always all enjoy this, is the Earth in alignment?
Yes, it is. Feels good.
Terrific. That's great to know. Thank you for checking for us. And someone is asking, I guess this is a person who cannot attend the expo, and they're wondering if you're going to record it or would it be possible for it to be like a conference call for a fee? I guess they're thinking, I don't know, if perhaps you could be on the phone and people could call in on that phone number that you use for your calls.
I'll think on that one. I'll see if I can put something together on that.
Okay. Yes, and do you know if your talks this year will be recorded for YouTube?
Yeah, I just thought I'd be able to make the cards and download them and then see if I have to do any editing. I'll see how that works out. I got quite a few cards that I need to do. So I imagine I probably got 20 cards with a bunch of lectures on it, I think. So anyway, I'll see what happens here. Maybe find time or be able to do something once here.
Okay.
So I won't do anything until after the New York Expo. The one in San Mateo.
All right.
I'll be back to back. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. So one of our very nice listeners wrote in to help out the person who wrote in about the job training. And they said, I understand the person's predicament who wrote in about how to handle her job training, which expects her to talk about the past. I do something like what Anne said. In most cases, I no longer divulge anything about my past. I simply give the person I am talking to what they want to hear and invent the story that best fits the situation. Basically, I write my own psychic billboard in the moment. I have gotten great results from this in terms of navigating the matrix while staying invisible in the now.
Very good.
Excellent. Yes, thank you so much. I think that person that wrote in is listening. They're pretty consistent listeners of our show, so hopefully they did. And, did hear that and that's helpful for them.
You might even look and see, maybe you're looking for something, maybe in a job that you are basically qualified to do. But maybe there's something else out there that's out of the box for you. It might be more exciting, you know? So I consider that. That'd be like being like a checker at a grocery store, you know? So you're a checker and you leave one, maybe you got laid off or something, you decided to quit or you moved, and now you're looking to be a checker again in a different location or at a different store. And it's the same old thing over and over again. It might be boring to you, but you know the job very well. You might look at something else that you can do, at least of being a checker, you know? Maybe you ran the gamut of that creativity, and now it's boring to you. So, anyway, that's kind of my suggestion. Maybe, I think we have a creativity clearing. Am I not mistaken?
No, that is correct. It's a wonderful clearing.
So get in there and do your creativity clearing. And maybe, you may want to do something else after you do that creativity clearing. Naturally, I would say, too, if you don't think you have enough brain energy or something, or life's on nobody home or whatever, you just don't have it, do the IQ and do the education clearing to give you a little more. Then also ask for a smart clone each time you get switched out, a smarter one. Ask for a genius one. Who knows, Oh, they don't care what they give you. You'll get energy anyway. You might as well help them co-create you on the next 10-minute round. So back to you.
Right. Well, whatever I tell myself if I'm, nervous or anything is, even though I'm in the now and I'm not having thoughts, my physical brain is holding it all in there. So it's in there when you just start, have to start talking. So I just want to remind everybody, I know Kathy just talked about this last night, but Ron has a YouTube channel with a lot of recordings. There are a lot of the talks he gave from past expos, like really long ones, they're great to, clean the house to or relax to. And he has a lot of different clearings. And a favorite is the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. So somebody wrote in a great email about this, so thank you so much. I've been having a lot of fun lately with the Enslaved Alien Removal recording on my phone. I travel around, and I see a lot of people. I am using the recording when I drive and also when I get to people's homes for the appointments. I put it on low volume so they don't hear what I am doing. I also use it when I am in the stores. Is it working? Are they really leaving from this area when I play the recordings? Or should I stop? Should I keep doing that? I use the other recordings too, and I have realized that people react differently to these energies. Some I feel are almost shaking and afraid and even give me an attitude, while others seem to surrender and feel calm and okay with it.
Yeah, I just keep doing it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's really a wonderful testimonial about it. I think a lot of people are doing it, you know, and... Okay. So, Ron, we have... another email here. Hello, Ron. When you first offered the media clearing, I ran it for myself and felt great relief. It seems to me that there is more excited and dramatic news coverage recently. I don't even watch TV or read the news, but I end up hearing a lot of information about a lot of turmoil. So I repurchased it and felt great relief and peace. Highly recommended.
Yep, that's great.
I was wondering, Ron, if you'd like to do a sample of the media clearing in case other people are going through that.
Yeah, if you hear something, you know, in the radio, TV, paper or something, it's all media, it's all information that somebody is disseminating, which could be correct or non-correct. But, you know, if it catches you and you're sort of like stuck with, oh, boy, the sky's falling in 2 weeks, you know, what do I do? What you want to do is the media clearing. Well, here we go. To think of something that you saw, could be any time. If you're older, most people... that I've talked with, when you mentioned JFK shooting, there's so much footage on that, that people have seen, that automatically, that's like ingrained in you. So here we go. If you want to try to release that, we can do that. But you may have your own situation that you're drawn to. Maybe you had family in Fukushima or something, and each time you see that, it brings tears to your eyes, and, that's because you're connected there. So here we go. You want to release that. So whatever you see with your eyes or hear, you're not connected to it whatsoever. It's like somebody else's movie, event that happened, you're not attached to it whatsoever. So here we go. Releasing that. Stronger, 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 and stronger.
Okay, Ron, wow, that's so good. Okay. So yesterday on our special call that you do at 5:30, I believe yesterday was the entity removal call, and again, on last night's radio show, you removed some pins from our eyes. And I know I felt that very much, Ron. And someone wrote in to say, pin removal eyes, felt a bit of moisture in the eyes. My whole head has been affected. I feel more space. I'm wanting to blink and open my eyes wide. Feels great. Thank you, Ron.
Great.
You remember doing that, right?
Yeah, I remember getting pins out of eyes, you know, so that's good.
Okay. So when we were talking about the media clearing, I had an idea for another sample, and we talked about this fairly recently because you did a wonderful special healing call for the cultural enslavement clearing. And I was wondering, though, if you could do a sample for that for some people who perhaps don't have that healing. And I thought it has many elements to it, but one of them is trust issues. And I thought maybe we could have a sample of that, Ron, if that's acceptable.
Okay. What do you think they should be looking at?
Well, I thought of it when we were doing, where the person wrote in about the news. I don't know, maybe just, maybe you don't trust the media or you don't trust our government.
Okay, so you can think of your own issue there. Here we go. So one, Lisa, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling better. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That should be released.
Great. Great. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Somebody wrote in about timeline crashes, Ron. I think this is in reference to a discussion on an earlier show when people were talking about what to timeline crash. So this person wrote in that they're crashing, they find this very helpful, not knowing who I am, and lack of full belief in true light. Can you comment on those, Ron? Are those good things to put into the for timeline crashing?
Well, it has to be for an issue. Oh, I didn't quite get the question because you want to deal with a situation that you're having when you do timeline crashing, trying to bring something into you that could be on a timeline. You know, it wouldn't really, not designed for that. By trying to save the world, you have an issue and you want to put it on a timeline crash, it's designed for you. Back to you. Hopefully I answered that properly.
Okay. Okay, so the person who wrote in about, who is in that job program, wrote in to say, thanks for all the suggestions. They told me it's necessary to network, be on social media, et cetera, to find jobs outside the box, because I told them I want to do something different. This person has a master's degree and plus many different certifications, which I'm finding useless. So, I don't know, Ron. It's a tough one. I'm fairly certain you wouldn't really recommend going on social media, or what do you think about that?
I wouldn't go on any type of media.
Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah, I guess maybe, the more old-fashioned ways of networking, going out and meeting people in the field you want to work in somehow might work. I don't know what else to suggest there, but I don't think I would feel comfortable either going on the on those media sites. You're on them, Ron, but you're protected.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody wrote in about the being in the light chamber at the last expo. I was in the light chamber and had no thoughts, very peaceful. Then realized I forgot to mention a healing. Did I get something healed anyway?
You'd have to ask yourself if you had something healed.
Right.
Well, at times, things can be done that you know nothing about, too, you know?
Right.
Oh. I think the answer is in the question.
Okay. Well, if you have an issue, it's probably in your mind when you're going in, even if you, you know, aren't aware of it, wouldn't you think, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
So the light beings would be picking up on that. Okay, and here's another one. Wow, I did many sessions in the light chamber at the expo. Also got full human again in the lecture. I got home and went like the battery bunny. Go, go, go. Got so much done, I could not even list it all. Then this morning, I still felt good when I woke up for the first time in many, many months. I'm so glad to be getting my spirit and life force energy back. I'm doing the intensive with all the calls this month and trust that I'll really be back in full light by the end of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ron, so very much. I appreciate all the wonderful help and healing.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so if you can be in Los Angeles, New York, or San Mateo, it really is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to experience that. Okay. So somebody just wrote in saying they feel a great deal of relief with that clearing of trust, and they agree that there seems to be a lot of fake and contrived news. And someone else wrote in that person who wrote in about regret and guilt and all, they feel, yeah, that person is probably angry at being stuck in that situation. And thank you for the anger clearing, Ron. And
yep, you're welcome. So
okay.
I could do another clearing. You know, to me, what people have, you know, besides the emotional, you know, you have the fear clearing. So, everybody is in fear of something. Your life gave you fear. You know, then you have anxiety. And you have trauma. Now, those are, might be another one in there, but those three, everybody should probably do. Only because you know, that's part of life here. And, you know, you got to get rid of that emotional, mental energy. That's why, we have the mental whole lifetime clearing. So that's probably is those basic emotional and mental on those three. Get those underneath your belt. If you haven't done them, then you may wonder why, you know, maybe you're not having success maybe in life. Those five are really, really beneficial. Oh, and just look around at your friends. So just pick one of your friends. Do they have anxiety? No. Do they have fear? Oh, and do they have trauma? You know, just look at a bunch of your friends and write their name down and put those three clearings, you know, put their names on the top and then went from left to right and then put fear, trauma, and the other one, you know, anxiety, you know, on the left side of the page when underneath each other and see if those people have that. And more than likely, they have it, you have it, because you're hanging out with them. Remember, you resonate to fears. So everybody who's dealing with fear, then all of a sudden that's what you're going to be having. Oh. Anyway, that's what I would recommend. So if your life isn't working for you, emotional clearing is wonderful, but you need to get some other ones underneath your belt. Remember, the next one that you do is half price. Oh, you know. I would say do those five clearings. Regular, then half, regular, half, regular, half, and just keep on it. and get those done so that you're not going to be dealing with a lot of stuff. There's a lot of other clearings that can be beneficial, but those are what you need. You know, like if you're looking for a job, you know, when you think about going, you know, to that location where they screen you and try to find out what your problems are, et cetera, your interviews and stuff that you're doing, what do you think about going there right now? You get anxiety, you know, because you're going to be drilled each day. What are you going to say to them? Well, if you have anxiety, you need an anxiety clearing. You're afraid of going there because nothing's working for you in your life, and you're afraid to go there because they may find a fault in you that you don't want to disclose. That'll lower your self-esteem. So, you know, this is kind of the way life is here. So you need those five clearings. You know, I normally always say to do the emotional, which is needed. Have to do the mental one along with that. The second clearing you should be doing is the emotional clearing, or the mental after the emotional. Well, anyway, I guess back to you. We can go to the light ship if we have another testimonial or email or something. We can go there in maybe 7 minutes. Maybe we can get two or three questions. Some of those have come in.
Okay, Ron, we have a question about the light chamber. Can you request more than one healing in the light chamber?
No. Because you want the light beings to work with you on your one specific incident.
Okay.
I've even had people on the form that we have people fill out, which is very simple, just their name and what their condition is. They tell them it's a physical, you know, condition or problem that they're dealing with. People put down, well, I want to have more abundance in my life, want to become more spiritual. I mean, people just don't get what the chamber's for. So you do want to specify your one particular situation. If there is something that is critical with you that you know nothing about, that could be worked with also. The light beings will find that and do that. Typically, most of the time, people get worked with. And you just can't say, okay, just fix it. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me. I may have something that I don't know, but fix that too, you know. No, it needs to be what you're dealing with, which is what you do like when we go to the light ship tonight. You don't say anything, nothing happens. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, terrific. I forgot, when I read that email about the person that wrote in about the media clearing, I just wanted to share with everyone that healing is, of course, on the website, creationlightship.com, but also it's only $20. And that person did say they purchased it once and then were going to purchase it again. It also is now available. You can pay an extra $50 and then have it for an unlimited usage. So you could have a job or a life for some reason that you're around the news. I mean, if there's so many even coffee shops you go into that they have the news on the TV all the time and gyms. And you can't, sometimes, depending on what the situation is of your life, you might just have to look at news all the time. And even if you're not thinking you're upset by it, it has to be, you know, having an effect on people. So I think that not only do I, you know, recommend it, as that person did, for the $20, but it's probably worth getting for a lot of people for whole life. Would you agree about that, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, yes, uh-huh.
Haven't you noticed that when you go into a lot of public places, they leave the TV on?
Yeah, leave it on, and just you're hearing stuff from everybody.
Yeah.
Just
even
like
commercials.
If you're walking, just say in the shopping mall, right? And you got to walk 300 feet to go to your store, and in front of you are a couple of people talking, and they go, "Oh man, that baby got burned in that fire." All of a sudden, you go, "Oh geez, the baby got burned." Well, right away, you're hooked up. Okay. Oh, they're giving you news of something. Oh, anyway.
Right.
And then now if you reacted to that by me stating that, guess what? You got something in you about babies get burned, you know?
Right. And
so
you need
to get that out of you.
You could think, oh, I'm not taking any of this in. But if it's there playing in the background, it would be really worth it to have that media clearing for whole life.
Yep, it should probably say media people clearing.
Unlimited, rather.
Rid of the people's interviews. But, yeah, you need to be in neutral. You need to just have stuff, scroll off your back like water off a duck, You just see it and that's it. Not attached to it. Because the attachment will kill you someday. One of your attachments will put you under the ground or have you cremated. That's what you're dealing with, is these emotions. Emotions, will kill you. It depends which one pops up first and how bad off you are. You could probably even look at people who maybe have a couple of weeks to live or something. And if you would be able to intuitively, I won't use the word being psychic, but you might just look at them and say, yeah, they hated their children, and they're now having lung cancer, and they're dying, and they don't want to release that, and that's where the energy got stuck in their body, into their lungs, so they're now suffocating, and in 2 weeks, they'll be gone, because they had judgments on something. The whole thing is judgment. Oh, we can do one more, then we'll go to the light ship.
Okay, Ron. Well, I think actually we're out of the questions for now, so why don't we just go to the light ship, and then we'll probably get some more in. And I'll put our request into the message thing for you.
Okay, so this only works live on our Saturday programs here. Our BBS radio shows on Saturday. Go to the light ship. It's only live for everybody who is listening. The archives will just let you have this energy. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, along with yourself. And here we go. Wing up to five. You can just feel the energy. I'll do it really slow. You can feel the energy change as you're completely out of time. You're no longer on any timelines. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. So the first room we have here is the swan room. We'll see the swans. Oh, here's the swan energies. These swans are coming to you and request your one specific healing physical that you would like to have. Next room will be where your spirit was created. And so here we go, going into your own special room. One, two, three, four, and five. Well, that will not be a healing room. It's just something that you can enjoy the energy of. A lot of peace there for you. Okay, next we're going to go into a room with rabbits. Well, here we go. One, two, three, four, five. A request for pink salt cave room or a respiratory clearing. Here we go. Take a deep breath in and out a few times here. Comes the energy. Longer, stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, beach room. So there's some people who scuba dive or surf. It's like swimming in the water, sparkling or scuba diving, it's all different types of things. Oh, here we go, going to the beach. So one, two, three, four, and five. The request for the floating magnet room. This helps to release blockages and possible pain in your body. You want to put your hand on a location that's bothering you. Here we go, floating magnets. Let's use the word stronger to bring them to you. So stronger, 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 stronger. Okay. we have magnesium bath for muscle relaxation. So here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The last room will be the pine tree room. Here we go. Energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Joke, everybody. So we're going to be leaving the light ship now.
Ron.
Bringing back for, oh, birthday party. Yeah, I forgot.
That's okay.
Here's our birthday party. Okay, everybody, we're going to the food court. Yummy, yummy. The tummy. So here we go. Any type of dessert that you would like to have, all portions naturally, and ask for seconds, thirds if you like. And here we go. Oh, I see some cherry pie somebody wanted. Here we go. Having the dessert right now. You can sample many types if you wish. And now the people who were born this month, which is February, you have a birthday celebration now, so the light beings are coming and singing happy birthday to everyone. Here we go. So happy birthday for people. We're all singing happy birthday. Happy birthday, everyone, in February. Oh, here we go. Bring our desserts. Back now from the light ship. Back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you now. I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was really, really great. I love those floating magnets. And, of course, it's always fun to go to the food court. And happy birthday, everyone, and for the month of February. It's your birthday. We do that the first of every month, and it's a really nice treat. And Ron always says we get about a pencil eraser-sized piece of cake of our choosing or food, any kind of food, and no calories. Correct, Ron?
The calories are left behind.
Right. Just deliciousness. Okay, so someone wrote in, thank you, Ron, for the complimentary hope clearing. I did not realize how hopeless I was until after I did the hope clearing. Now I am feeling very hopeful and secure. And I'm trying to remember, was that the pin call that you gave that out to participants?
That's on the New Year's call.
Oh, the New Year's call, that's right, that's right. And for everyone who was on that call, you got that clearing. Hopefully everyone who was on that call absentee contacted Ron to get the codes. And I'll just remind everybody that at any time you can go into the clearing and pay $50 and have that unlimited, as you can with really all the clearings. Almost all of them. So, yeah, that's a really good one. And another one, Ron, earlier in the show you did an anger release clearing, and that felt very good to me. I'm thinking that I don't feel like an angry person, but that perhaps anger is running underneath my personality and that that would be a beneficial clearing for me. Can you talk a little bit more about the emotion of anger?
Well, we have a lot of clearings kind of going slightly sideways, but a lot of clearings on a self-empowerment clearing. That's a nice Band-Aid clearing to help you with many issues that you may not even think you have. Like I said earlier, you know, the emotional clearing that you start off with, but there's also clearings that are running underneath the other ones. So what you, you know, think you might need or not even know that you have, you know, it could be drawing stuff to you. You're actually, in a sense, reading it wrong, okay? So, you know, there could be an issue It's hard to bring up an example. I'm too much in the moment right now, but there could be an issue. Let's just I'll kind of create this as I'm talking. Let's say that you have an issue with money. So, you know, maybe for instance, you're a mortician, so you're dealing with death energy, but you don't know that, and you're not getting paid enough for what you're doing. Okay, so. Maybe the issue of seeing bodies, possibly, that you have to do makeup on, or death itself, that's the issue, but you want to make better money at your job, so you're doing clearings, maybe, because you think that you're not worthy, everything else. You need to get more money. You need to find another job someplace. I'm paying enough for you. The actual issue is you're dealing with death, but you're killing yourself. In a sense, because you're at that job, and this is what it's doing to you, as you're dealing with death all the time, do you think you want to get out of that job to make more money somewhere else? So, you want to clearing death away from you, which could, you know, be blocking you from receiving more money because you're in the death process as a mortician, okay, or whatever that would be, okay. So you need to look at other ways. Analyze yourself. That's what I normally would say quite a while ago. I haven't probably mentioned this maybe for 6 months or a year, but ask your friends how much you won't, you know, hit them with a 2x4 or something, you know, own them. Some people are very sensitive when they find out what their faults are, you know, but ask your friends, what do you think my issues are? Because what I don't know is harming me. I want to be able to move on with my life, but my issues have me stuck. So when you see me, or what issues do you think you have? Remember, if you're dealing, and if you're with somebody, oh, what's the old saying? Misery loves company. Oh, you're in the same energy field, and it just depends, you know, who's ahead of your friends ahead of you, or you're ahead of them, that energy, but you're still dealing with it. You always want to find out where you are. Ask your friends what they think of you. Naturally, a stranger who is just walking down the street, let's just say that you had enough moxie to find a stranger walking down the road, down the sidewalk, and you stop them and you say, hey, I don't know you, you don't know me, but what do you think of me as I was walking toward you for the last 50 feet. That'd be quite interesting to have somebody say, yeah, you look good, but, you know, you have this walk and you're bent over, hunched over. Where's your self-esteem? You know, why don't you stand up straight? Why do you look at the ground all the time? You know, they may give you a clue that you have no clue of, you know? So I guess also I could say, do you make eye contact with people? I always make eye contact. I'm talking to somebody. I'm looking at them in their eyes. So you need to check that out yourself. If you're not looking at somebody, then something that you're probably hiding from them. You want to check that out and see what issues are there. And do you stand up straight, you know? You know, how's your posture? You know, if you're slumped over, then you probably are dealing with depression, I would guess. But your friends can help you out with this here. So ask all your friends what your problems are. And then also, once you find out what they're telling you, and get that sucker off your psychic billboard, because they're tagging you with that. And just by them thinking that thought of you, that puts you into maybe the dark side practitioner now. That they're putting you into a situation that probably don't belong, but they read that on you, and that's where they put you into that holding pattern, and you're in a box now. You want to get out of that box. Oh, ask your friends, and just see what they come up with. Not even create a game with that, you know? If you're in a group of people, have everybody write something down about the person. although you would understand whose handwriting it would be, but, you know, it'd be good to, for a self-help thing, you know. Anyway, just know at the other end of it, you're going to have that 13th step to having wellness in your life. Not stuck in that you're powerless, you know, and everything else that the 12-step program gives you. And naturally, believing in God outside of yourself, that's really disempowering. So back to you.
Right, Ron. And, you know, when I was reading that email about the anger, I was reminded how you've mentioned that depression could be an underlying, I don't know what to call it, symptom in our lives, which is why you've given us basically a free depression clearing to get depression barcodes off of us through the death barcode clearing. So if you had missed that or are a new listener, when you buy the death barcode clearing, which I'm going to guess most people get pretty early on in their clearings, then when you're done, you can put in depression barcodes after your name and just keep running them until you feel some relief from that. But anyway, I was thinking it's kind of the same thing of that under, you know, that it's like a low-level way to get things. And depression and anger are sometimes close together, wouldn't you say, Ron? Like that you might need both of those cleared. We might need both of those cleared.
Yep, just to see how it works, you know. Everybody needs something. Remember, you have to release these energies order to have a healing. You can't just put a Band-Aid over them. You need to do a whole lifetime clearing because they've been with you for your whole life. Pull things out of you. Well, I guess our show is coming to a close here. So we have our 7-hour conference call tomorrow and be in L.A. in a week. So do the mind to heart drop. Anything else you want to add, Ann, before we...
Well, just that our next BBS show will be on BBS Radio Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Monday. And hope you'll all join us for that. Oh, and tomorrow is the 7-hour healing call that starts at 10 a.m. And that is 7 hours of healing and water charging and all sorts of wonderful things on the light ship all day. You can still sign up to join us for that call. The information is all on Ron's website. Again, that's creationlightship.com. And thanks, everyone. Thank you, Ron. And we will now enjoy the mind heart drop, as always. Thank you.
Hey, so thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. Here we go. Mind a heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. Remember, you have to be in the physical here to do that. Not out loud, you're in the physical. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Newbies will count from 10 to 1 backwards. If you've been doing it for a while, a couple weeks, then you can just do 3, 2, 1. It works the same. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this puts you back into the peace energy, puts you into the present moment. You can't think about going there. You have to do it out loud to fully active with your spirit. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.